I basically had no plans of coming to the UK, but because my husband stayed on here after his initial training, and then I had to make plans about starting off my career here, which wasn't as easy as I had hoped it would be, because there were goalposts which were constantly being moved and not in my favor. Had adequate training in obstetrics and gynecology back in India, but that wasn't recognized here to be able to hold a job even at the SHO level. I did first attempt to go through the process of the Royal College program, but again, that for some reason there were some policies in place which did not allow me to go through that route. 10 years flew by before I had to. Couldn't get recognized through the MRCOG route, though I had attempted the first part of the exam and passed it. So it was a hard learning curve with children and passing exams. So it wasn't easy, but I persevered and managed to get through to get a job. And again, in obstetrics, where we were settled in Cumbria, I had no option to go through the formal training to be a consultant, and with children, there was not an option of leaving them and going to another place. So I decided to make a career change rather than be in a middle grade position in obs and gyne. I chose to go into general practice and started a career in GP training, and then I'm now settled as a GP.